sorry about the name deal. I wanted to ask you about...
All right, this is Chase Yogan with Moto X Addicts. We're here with Marvin Muskin. Marvin, 2-2 on the day. Overall, first one of the season. How was it?
It was great. I mean, first, I really liked that track, and I knew it was going to be a good day, but I didn't expect to win the overall. For sure, that was the goal, but it ended up really good. It was really warm and humid, so it was a tough day, but I did the job, and I'm happy.
I believe you were fourth in practice, I think, and then you come out and get 2-2 in the motos. Did you change anything up from practice to the motos?
Well, it was kind of muddy to practice, so I was not scared about my speed, even if I was a little bit off compared to the first guy, but... You know, it's always different in the morning than in the afternoon, but I was not that good in the morning, but it worked good in the afternoon.
First time the series has come to Muddy Creek. How was the track out there?
It was good. I mean, I really liked it, and they did a great job. They flood the track in a couple section. They water a little bit, and it was a nice layout, nice jumps, and. It was rutted and technical, so it was a great track for racing for sure.
Yeah, it looked like those ruts were pretty deep. Can you take us through how going through those were?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, yeah, they were really deep and but not consistent. You know, it was really deep and bumps inside the rut, so it was really technical, and you really got to take your time and go fast, but take your time in the same time. So. Like I said, it was technical, and it was good for me.
So this is your second overall for AMA Motocross. Both times you didn't pick up a moto win. How much more does that motivate you to get out there and get these moto wins with the overalls?
Well, right now it's tough. I got second two times, and Roxanne was a little bit faster than me in first moto. But I was not too far from him, so that was good. But second moto, Eli was going really fast, and it's going to be tough to win a moto right now. I mean, competition is really, really good, so I try my best and try to keep working good and try to be consistent.
So are you going to go home now and shoot your new gun?
Well, I leave the gun in the semi for sure. Because I go back in California by plane, so won't be possible to take with me, but I'm excited to get it home.
Yeah, that was some of the most unique trophies I've seen. It was pretty cool. You seem pretty excited about it.
No, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's also because it was the first time here in Muddy Creek, and I win, so it's great, and great trophies, and I knew that it was that trophy, and I actually watched it before. I saw it before the weekend, so it was good.
Did that motivate you anymore to try to get the overall?
Yeah, sure. I didn't think about it that much, but I'm happy.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and congrats on a great day. Good luck next week at High Point. Anybody you'd like to thank real quick?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the team, everyone at the team, they work so hard, and they believe in me since the beginning. So I want to thank them and the Red Bull KTM team and my wife for the support, and Frankie for his great job and every time, and our truck drivers too, Greg and Don. You know, it's tough to drive every time and to set up the truck at every races. I mean, it's a real job, and I want to thank them for that.
All right, thanks again. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you.